90 Mile View is a series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds different from our own. Officer Nicole Wright was first with us back in December. She serves with the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department as a member of the East Patrol Division. And since she was here last, she suffered a concussion while trying to arrest a felon. And she's here today to tell us about that. And Officer, it's nice to have you again, Nicole. Welcome back.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, this all happened last month when you and your partner were dispatched to check out a residential burglary in process. It was your first call of the day. What did you see when you pulled up to the house? What happened?
As me and my partner arrived, I was driving the wagon that day, and he was in his patrol car. We pulled up, and initially we was told it was a male and a female on the porch, and that one of the parties was trying to get into the window. So the area that we was at is one of the houses that has a set of stairs, and you have to walk up those, then walk down.
It's steep going up.
Yes, it's steep going up, and then you have to go down the sidewalk to the actual porch. And as we approached the porch, the male came to the top of the stairs, and we told him why we was there and asked, you know, who he was. And he said that, oh, him and his friend was there. His father, you know, this is his father's house, and his father's not there. And so we was like, do you live here? And he was like, yes, I live here. And so we just kept on talking to him a little bit more. And then my partner then again asked him where he lived. And so he starts stuttering again. I stay in a shelter. He was like, well, you just told us that you stayed here. So kind of right there, we kind of knew that, you know.
The lights were going off in your mind that something wasn't quite right.
Right.
So then what happened?
We continued talking to him. I kind of backed up and, you know, went on to the side of the house to make sure there wasn't any open windows, since that's what we were told, that he was trying to get into a window. He gave us his ID. And when he took his ID, his wallet out, it was a Coach wallet. So that kind of like, you know, put the flags in my head. I'm like, you stay in a shelter and you have a nice expensive wallet in your hand.
Yeah.
So he hands.
Boy, good detective work there, officer. Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So he hands the ID to my partner. My partner then relays the information over to our dispatch. Dispatcher then comes back saying that the individual that we just ran has a felony warrant.
Uh-oh.
So we proceed to start walking
up
the stairs.
You're just hearing this in your ear, right? He's not hearing it, obviously.
He could hear it because my radio, my partner has a earpiece in his, but mine, I don't have an earpiece. So he could hear if he was really listening. So we proceed to walk up the stairs calmly, you know, just still chit-chatting with him. And my partner goes on the right side of him. And this gentleman is about 250 pounds.
How tall was he?
About 6'2", 6'3".
He's a big man.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
He's bigger than you, just for the record.
Yes.
Quite a bit, right?
Yeah. Quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And he, my partner grabs his arm. And so the guy was like, what, am I being arrested for what? You know, what? Was like, you have a felony warrant. And so then the gentleman proceeds to snatch his arm from my partner, jump down the stairs. My partner jumps down the stairs after him.
And again, this is steep now going towards
the yard. Yes, they're in the yard. And as I turn to jump down, that's when the gentleman picks my partner up and body slams him.
Whoa.
So he proceeds to go to the wall because, like I said, we are up above a like garage.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets the wall. I go right behind him. We're sliding down. He jumps down the wall. I jump down the wall behind him. We're on the sidewalk. My partner was able to get up and meet us down on the sidewalk. So that's where the fight began. We're fighting with this gentleman from this one sidewalk to another side of the sidewalk. So one side of the street to the other side of the street.
Ooh.
So he's pulling his coat off, his shirt off. You know, this is the fight that we're having. And so we make our way across the street.
Are you calling for backup as you're doing this?
Somehow I was able to key up, but I didn't say anything.
Key up means pushing the button.
Pushing the radio button. I was able to push the radio button, but I didn't really say too much. But, you know, like they could hear me running. And I was the only female at that time working that shift. And so we jumped down, we're fighting, and we get across the other street, and there was a neighbor that had came out to take her trash out. So we're against her fence fighting with this gentleman. And so the lady that was with the rest on the porch, she's telling him, and the other lady's telling him to let me go, but he didn't have me. I had him. So they're thinking he's, like, fighting with me and, you know, choking me, but I'm trying to keep a hold of him.
How are you holding a man that large?
It was a struggle. And so my partner lost grip of him. I was able to grab a hold of his waist pants and fall back on the ground. He fell on top of me.
Ow.
My partner
Ow.
Fell on top of him. Oh, so somehow during that time.
That's a lot of weight on top of you.
Yes. So somehow in that way, my head got hit. I don't know by whom or if I hit the sidewalk or not, but I held on to him, wrapped my legs around his legs. He wasn't going anywhere. My partner got a hold of his head, and we just held on until backup came.
What's that like when you're in the midst of something like that? Are you worried that, you know, you don't know if he's armed or not? I mean, there's got to be a little bit of doubt about what might be happening here.
All I could think of and all that was on my mind is that he's not getting away, no matter what. He's not getting away. And I'm going to hold on to dear life and keep control until my partners get there.
Yeah. And what? How did the whole situation wind up?
We had about maybe 10 patrol cars that got there, which included our captain and our major. The other officers came and took him into custody, got him handcuffed, loaded him up in the wagon. And that's when my partner had complained that he had injured his ribs. And
when did you figure out you had suffered a concussion?
When someone told me that my eye was cut.
Ooh.
And so they
your eye was cut above the eye? Or
yeah, right? It was on my on my left eye, right below my eyebrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when they told me that. And they was like, the ambulance arrived and EMS asked me if I wanted to go. And I was like, I'm kind of stubborn, but they kind of insisted that I should go get my head checked out. And my partner went and we both suffered a mild concussion.
Just another day in the life of an officer in the East Patrol Division.
Yes.
What's your adrenaline like after a situation like that?
At the moment, it's so high. You know, the stress level, you know, your heart pounding. You know, it takes a while for you to really adjust to see, reflect on what actually happened.
I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you so very much.
Come back and visit us again sometime soon.
I will.